if you can describe what it feels like to have the interim tag taken off your business card, what does it feel like?
Well, thanks. First of all, I just want to say thanks for having me. It's always great to be with you guys. But, you know, it really hasn't sunk in yet. Obviously, it's a great honor to have the opportunity to be a head coach in the National Hockey League. And, you know, I certainly feel like it'll sink in over time. But, you know, right now for us, it's there's so much work that needs to be done. And we're hoping that it's a short amount of time so that we can get back on the ice as early as December. So, you know, I've got a whole bunch of meetings with the players scheduled for the rest of this week, and I've got to talk with our staff. And so we're really doing right now the initial stages of getting ourselves ready for the next season. So hasn't sunk in yet, but I'm sure at some point in time I'll sit down and have an opportunity to do that.
Berkey.
Have you thought much, and I apologize, Jeff, if there's already been an announcement on this, but first off, congratulations. It's great. It's a great day, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks very much, Berkey.
Have you had a chance to circle back or talk about your assistant coaches and what the bench might look like other than you behind it?
Yeah, well, we're just going to go through that process now, Berkey. Obviously, we had to wait and see what was going to happen with me. And now I've got a circle with the coaches here over the next couple of days. The one thing for us is that Ray Edwards, you know, came to us in a tough situation. Obviously, when the change happened, you know, he did a real good thing for our team and left player development to come and, you know, become part of our coaching staff and did a fantastic job. So really pleased with everything that he added to our staff. So we've got to find out really from him first and foremost whether he wants to continue in coaching or whether he wants to sort of slide back onto the management side of things and continue in that vein. So once we know what's going on there, I think everything else is going to fall into place. I was so happy with the guys on the staff. We had a real cohesive staff. We worked well together. I really felt like the guys challenged each other well. Challenged me well. We had a real team coaching environment within our room. So we fit together well, really liked the guys. But as I said, I think we've got to start with Ray and see where his heart lies. And once we know that, then it's going to be easy for us to get the rest of it done.
Anthony Stewart.
This is your first head coaching job at the NHL level. Are you going to have to adjust your coaching style, you know, going from a good cop to a bad cop?
Well, Stewie, I'm not going to try to do too much. I mean, I'm really new at the NHL head coaching level, obviously, but I'm an old salt as far as experience goes in coaching. So I've sort of been able over time to come into a style that I'm comfortable with. Our players certainly are comfortable, I think, now with what I represent as a coach. I'm not going to try to do too much in terms of changing because I think you have to be true to your style. But saying that, I'm certainly going to take an awful lot of stock in what the players have to say. So over these next few days, I'm going to be asking them a lot of questions about what they liked, what they didn't like, if they could change things, what would it be? You know, how can we become more effective coaches for them? And so on. So I'm going to take an awful lot of that feedback and do some tinkering, obviously, with the way that we deliver things. But as for the whole body of work, I think I'm going to try to just stay with the style that I'm comfortable with and tweak it a bit.
You know, I really, with Jeff Ward, the head coach of the Calgary Flames, Jeff, I really enjoy it when Brian Burke gets a chance to talk about other general managers. And I always find it interesting when I hear coaches talk about other coaches. And both you and Rick Bowness got your interim head coaching positions this year in challenging situations. And it seems as if, we were talking about this earlier, from all corners of the hockey world right now, a lot of people are cheering for Rick Bowness here. Do you have a thought on Rick Bowness and, you know, having coached against him and coached against those Dallas Stars? Do you have a thought on Rick here?
Yeah, you know what? I think he's not only a fantastic guy, but I think he's a great coach. And he's got that team going. You know, they respond to him. I think that staff is fantastic, to be honest with you. But Rick in particular, I think, has done an extremely good job. And again, in trying circumstances. And you want to talk about pressure. I mean, if he can go ahead and you know, get this done. So you got Craig Berube as an interim head coach, wins the Stanley Cup, and then you got Rick Bowness comes in and does it. Now you want to talk about pressure on me. That might do it. But outside of that, I wish him nothing. I wish him nothing but the best. He's such a good man. He's been in the game a long time. He's seen everything. And to see a guy finally, get another opportunity after an awful lot of years waiting for it, I just wish him nothing but the best because he's such a quality person.
Berkey.
He owes me $400.
Well, that may change your opinion a little bit then.
When he worked for Vancouver, when I left Vancouver and went to Anaheim, I kept my townhouse there, my ex and I did, and he rented it during the hockey season, and he wrecked my satellite system somehow, and Satellite Sandy, the guy that fixes all the satellites in Vancouver, had to come, and it cost me $400. I've never forgiven him. He was a great tenant, seriously. He's a wonderful guy. So talk about Jeff. You know that when I ran the Leafs, we had a friendship agreement with Mannheim. What a great outfit. You coached in Mannheim in the German Elite League. Talk about Mannheim.
Oh, it's such a great spot, Berkey. I think it's one of the best, if not the best places to not only coach in Europe, but to play in Europe. It's, right in the middle of wine country there in Germany. But the team itself was run like an NHL team. Danny Hopp, the owner, does a great job in terms of giving everybody every resource that they need in order to be successful. It's a hockey mad community. The fans are passionate about it. You know, on game day, there's a buzz about the city. That it is game day. The fans just love the team. They support it extremely well. I just think it's a tremendous, tremendous organization. And I was extremely happy there. It was one of the best experiences of my life. Had so much fun, created an awful lot of friendships there that I still stay in touch with those people. Just a lot of things about it I like. But if there's a person out there that's looking to make a change in terms of either coaching in Europe or playing in Europe, that would be a destination that I would highly, highly recommend. They're top shelf, first class all the way.
And yeah. Developing and sending out.
And to follow up, if I could, sorry, Jeff.
No problem.
Follow up on that, Jeff. Sorry, Jeff Merrick. Jeff, one more question. We had most of the head coaches on this summer during the pause. Jeff and I did. Stewie was on some days. And we asked the coaches to trace their coaching history. Yours is too long to do in its entirety, but patience is a key if you want to be a head coach in this league, isn't it?
It sure is. And, I got some great advice at a clinic from Ken Hitchcock at one point. He just said, the most important team is the one you're with. So just give everything you have to the team that you're coaching at that particular point in time. And if, you're doing it right and you have success, then everything else will look after itself. And that was a great piece of advice that, he just said to a group of people. But I really took it to heart, and I've really enjoyed all the stops on my journey. I wouldn't trade them for anything. I've met some great people. I've seen some great places, experienced some different cultures. It's been really, really good in terms of making me not only a better person, but a better coach. And I've always said that if it's not fun anymore, I'll get out of it. And it's still a lot of fun for me. And I've always just tried to make it so that, it was a great experience for the players. And, that we left the program in a better place than what it was when we got there. So being involved in that and really immersing myself in the process and all of those different stops has been great for me. And it's led me ultimately to where I am today. And I just, I thank everybody in my journey that they gave me the opportunity to go and coach in the different places that I did.
And a lot of it all started back in the OHL with Niagara Falls with Larry Marson, who's still a great skating coach in this part of the country as well. Stewie, go ahead.
Mark Giordano recently won the Mark Messier Leadership Award. How big of an impact does he have on this team, not just on the ice, but off the ice as well?
Oh, he's outstanding. I mean, full marks to him for winning the award. I mean, he's such a quality person. He's got a presence in our locker room that everybody respects, players and coaches. He does things the right way. He's a great professional. He arrived on his own journey a different way, which I think, has been helpful for him in order to understand what it takes to become a winner and understand how hard it is and how dedicated you have to be. He's passed all of those things along to our young players. I mean, made them better pros. And he gives everything you can on the ice. You always know what you're getting out of Gio. He's going to come hard every night for the team. But he's been tremendous for us. And he's a fantastic leader, outstanding player, and I'm so happy for him because you know, over these last couple of seasons, I think he's been recognized really for all the hard work that he's put into his craft and how it's paying off for him now.
All right, I'm going to give you a chance to rip us here a little bit, Jeff. Who is the one player or maybe a couple of players that when you hear us talk about the Calgary Flames, the media generally misses the point? Who's the one guy or maybe a couple guys you look at and you say, you're reading this guy all wrong? Who's that guy on the Flames?
Well, I really think that you don't have to look any further than the two guys that people talk about with our team all the time, and that's Johnny Gaudreau and Sean Monahan. I mean, these guys are tremendous hockey players. I think a lot of people get it wrong with Johnny. They come out and they talk about him not caring and this and that. He cares. He's a tremendous young man. He wants to win. He takes an awful lot of pride in his craft. He's done an awful lot of things to help our team get better. I think sometimes he gets misrepresented an awful lot, and there always seems to be pressure on him that he needs to do more. But this is a guy, we just want him to become comfortable with his process and move along his own path and his development the way that he needs to be. I think that we don't want to change him. We just want him to do the things that he needs to do in order to win. And I think he's a little bit misunderstood. And then with Sean, he did an awful lot this year. I was really, really impressed at how he came out and he changed his game. He wanted to become a better 200-foot player. It was very, very evident in his game. I thought he was excellent for us, especially in the playoffs. I mean, you know, they wanted more scoring out of him, but he still led our team in scoring. He was much, much better away from the puck. He took an awful lot of pride in being able to do that. I thought he played way harder than what I'd seen him play in the past, and he dedicated himself to that. But, you know, those two guys, for me, I think get a little bit misrepresented. And I think it's probably in part just because they are elite players on our team, and I think sometimes when you don't have success, it's easy to point the finger to those guys. But they're quality people. They're quality players in our lineup, and we're awful glad to have them.
Berkey.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Having had the pleasure of having them there, Johnny cares a lot more than people think, and he's an easy target. He's an American. When he's not playing well, it's glaring, you know, like because you're used to him contributing. And Monty's just a no-maintenance player. Like the 5 years I was there, it was, hey, Monty, how's it going? Good. That was it. talk about the goaltending situation there. I mean, to the extent you can, you've got one under contract who's taken a little bit of heat in the offseason. But talk about the goaltender, David Rittich.
Well, you know what? He's, as you know, Berkey, he's been really good for us in stretches. Obviously, he's an NHL All-Star last year. You know, arguably in the first half of seasons, you could say he's our most valuable player, and you could make that argument this year. I thought he pulled us out of a lot of holes early. And then, of course, you know, statistically over the last few years, he hasn't had his strong second halves. And I think, you know, we've got to give him some time to develop. We've done some things. I think now he's starting to work with a mental skills coach, trying to do things with his focus. You know, he's a really outgoing personality. I think you see that in the way that he plays. I think sometimes that can get him a little bit off track in terms of the mental focus it takes to be sharp all the time in the net. But I think on the other hand, it's good that he has that type of personality because nothing seems to bother him. So he's a guy on our team that we really like. I think we're just trying to give him some time to unlock himself and try to develop some consistency in his game. So that he's able to do in second halves what he's done in first halves through his career so far. So he fits into our locker room well. I thought our goaltenders really complemented each other well this year. Both guys played well for us when we needed them to. And, you know, I'm one of those guys that believes that you need two guys over the course of a long season in order to be successful. They gave us a chance to win on most nights, and that's all you can ask out of your goaltending. And like I said, they supported each other well. There was a good rivalry there. It was healthy, but it was good for our room. And I've got no complaints about either guy in terms of what they did for us during the season.
Listen, Jeff, this has been a lot of fun. We always appreciate it when you stop by. 25-15-3, your record with the Calgary Flames. We all remember that seven-game winning streak that kicked off the campaign with you behind the bench. A layup decision for Brad Treliving, and happy to say we've been now joined by the head coach of the Calgary Flames, Jeff Ward. Thanks so much for stopping by today.
Yeah, I sure appreciate it, guys. Always great to visit with you.